Freezer. Welcome back. Sorry for the delay there. We're trying to put some stuff together. You know, basically the operative quote, and again, this is not sensational, but you know, I forget the RBN host who said it, but America, your government, so-called, has been weaponized against you. Really, that's kind of the operative concept. And again, it kind of goes back to Andrew Jackson's words. He warned us in his farewell address. That should be required reading. Are you an American? Then you should, I mean, we should memorize Andrew Jackson's 1837 farewell address. Speaking of Jefferson's general diffusion of knowledge, we'd be well observed to do that. So I talk about virtue, morality, and religion, how Patrick Henry and other founding fathers said that is, you know, the cornerstone of our society, so to speak, the great pillars of all social and government life. If we lose these, Patrick Henry said, we are conquered, fallen indeed. But, you know, even before that, you might argue that, as John Adams put it, all the perplexities, confusion, and distress in America arise not from want of honor or virtue, nor from defects in our Constitution or Confederation, so much as the downright ignorance of coin, credit, and circulation. Again, do kids learn that in school today? Do they learn about the distinction, or even, you know, not even the distinction, but do they learn the definition of coin, credit, and circulation, which takes us right back to Andrew Jackson's farewell address, where he warned us that if we didn't, well, let me not put words in Andrew Jackson's mouth. Let me just go to his farewell address. The way that he put it, where do I even begin? It is one of the serious evils of our present system of banking that it enables one class of society, and that by no means a numerous one, by its control over the currency, to act injuriously upon the interests of all others and to exercise more than its proportion of influence in political affairs. Fast forward to today in America. We don't have that problem since 1913, do we? Oh, wait, no. Martin Gillens, Benjamin Page, they wrote a they published a study over at Princeton back in 2014, right? Testing theories of American politics, elites, interest groups, and average citizens. Where they proved, with a study of 20 years of multivariate data, or multivariate analysis of 20 years worth of data, that, well, as they put it, from the abstract, multivariate analysis indicates that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independent influence. Back to Andrew Jackson, 1837. Going on 200 years, 180 years ago. It is one of the serious evils of our present system. This was the guy who vetoed the renewal of the second charter of the Central Bank of the United States, so-called, because he understood what we call the Federal Reserve now today. He understood that this was bad. Actually, let me go to that. Can we play this clip real quick? Because I can't pause this anymore. Play the clip and I'll come back to that. Can we do that real fast? Mr. Bordop?
Kelsey, can you tell us about Mr. Beagle, your geography teacher?
No, not that
teacher?
Clip, the one on my side. Okay, hold on. This is the segment I was talking about where kids did see something and say something. Hold on, let me see if this works.
Right, yeah. The Broward school superintendent, I believe it was, who said, you know, we should not have disaffected children wandering around on the streets of our city. That's paraphrasing. I wrote some notes as he was speaking, but that's pretty close to what he said. And yet apparently it was the school district that expelled this kid from one high school, apparently sent him to another, but maybe he kind of fell through the cracks. There was also the very strong response from the FBI. Somebody reported this kid to the FBI for posting something in social media or online about the fact that he wanted to be a professional school shooter, the FBI got up there and said, look, we looked at this. We didn't find any specific dates or specific threat. And it was, he seemed to say that it was not possible to trace the origin, the writer of that actual threat. So, again, it's going to be one of those cases where there were lots of warning signs out there and nobody put all the pieces together.
John, my experience with things like this is you do properly need to let some time pass for people to put together all these different threats.
So the information's basically all put together, but the FBI is so incompetent that they can't put it all together. I put it together. You put it together. What it sounds like to me is that this was the perfect, you know, I mean, he was basically, he kind of fell into their lap almost. Wanted to be a professional shooter, but it's not possible to trace the actual origin of that threat. And, you know, oh, they didn't put the pieces together. Same old story. Known wolf. Perfect psychological profile. Perfect. Both of his parents passed away, obviously dealing with depression and psychological issues, probably on psychotropics. Was ROTC, apparently. Wanted to be a professional school shooter, apparently, but not possible to trace the actual origin of that threat. Could it be that came from the intelligence community, the same one that's able to spoof those kinds of things on different devices? I haven't even gotten to the stories about the oh gosh, I can't even think of it now. The what do you call it? What's the term? Computers that are separated from networks. Can't think of it. Air gapped. I haven't even gotten to that. You know, the stories that the Hacker News published earlier. I mean, there are just so many stories every day, dozens that I don't get to. The phone lines are open. I want to go to the phones here in a second. But there were a couple of stories earlier this month about, you know, like these headlines. Hackers can now steal data even from Faraday cage air-gapped computers. Hackers can now steal data even from Faraday cage air-gapped computers. And then there's the linked story about Brutal Kangaroo, CIA developed malware for hacking air-gapped networks covertly. Now, there is a caveat. Obviously, you have to be able to infect one of the machines on the network somewhere. But think about that. Air-gapped, meaning it's not connected to an external network or the web, so to speak. Hackers can now steal data even from Faraday cage air-gapped computers. In other words, you stick it in a bag, basically, you know, a Faraday cage, and it's not pushing out to the internet even before you stick it in the bag, and they can steal data from it anyway. They can put stuff in it, take stuff from it. You know, go read the CIA Vault 7 WikiLeaks dumps and see all the capabilities, the vast capabilities, and the way that, I mean, you know, hearing about Russian hacking and then it being traced back to DHS IP address. Oops. Oh, we got it. That story needs to go away. What was that? Did you see that? This kind of nonsense. America, are you serious? Your so-called government has been weaponized against you, and Richard Sakwa's words are the operative concept. These agencies exist to manage, not mitigate or eliminate, to manage the threats created by their existence. No FBI, no terrorism, no CIA, no covert regime change actions around the world, no destabilizing, toppling governments, installing brutal regimes and dictatorships. No School of the Americas, no MS-13, no School of the Americas watch needed. No Joint Chiefs of Staff, no Pentagon, no DARPA, no RAND, no Northwoods plots. Northwoods styled, you know, strategy of tension, Operation Gladio, Gladio B kind of plots. They go away. no toppling of foreign democratically elected leaders like our Benz. Fast forward to, you know, what's his name over in Syria? Assad. No frenemies, which is a CIA term. No plausible deniability. No normalization of Machiavellian intrigue and deception. No stovepiping. No sock puppets. No Operation Earnest Voice. No Mockingbird. No COINTELPRO. What a world that would be. Can you imagine? America, wake up. So John Adams, all, you know, virtue, morality, and religion, Patrick Henry, John Adams, all the perplexities, confusion, and distress arise not from want of honor or virtue so much as the downright ignorance of the coin of the nature of coin credit and circulation, which was precisely really kind of the essence of Andrew Jackson's farewell address. The severe lessons of experience, he said, I doubt not will be sufficient to prevent Congress from again chartering such a monopoly. What monopoly? Well, going back a paragraph, he said, the distress and sufferings inflicted on the people by the bank are some of the fruits of that system of policy which is continually striving to enlarge the authority of the federal government beyond the limits of fixed by the Constitution. The powers enumerated in that instrument do not confer on Congress the right to establish such a corporation as the Bank of the United States or the not federal, not reserve, which the St. Louis Fed admits is not part of the federal government. Is it a private corporation or public? Well, both. It's fascism, but it's happy fascism, as Jonah Goldberg would put it. The powers enumerated in that instrument, the Constitution, do not confer on Congress the right to establish such a corporation as a bank of the United States. Why are we not outraged, America? This is where this stuff comes from. Andrew Jackson warned us 180 years ago. The target of a failed assassination attempt, that not the only one, but you know the one, the two pistols that misfired at point blank range? Why would a crazy guy do that? And then say that, you know, well, a bunch of guys, you know, across the pond put me up to it. I thought it was kind of fun and cool because I have schizoaffective disorder, but hey, you know, no big deal. The Constitution, the powers enumerated in the Constitution do not confer on Congress the right to establish such a corporation as the Bank of the United States, and the evil consequences which followed may warn us of the danger of departing from the true rule of construction and of permitting temporary circumstances or the hope of better promoting the public welfare to influence in any degree our decisions upon the extent of the authority of the general government. See, this is the kind of argument that you hear when they say, oh, you know, you get the CNN stories, do we love guns more than we love our children? No, but you know, these moments of crisis are not the time to try to make long-term decisions. And so let's step away from that for a second and stop with the public outcry, you know, the propaganda where we're saying, oh, well, kids want, you know, these kids just want action. You know, what was that soundbite that I saw this morning? Ted Deutch, Democrat, Republican from Florida. Not that Democrat or Republican means anything, but he said a student just told him, he said this kid that I talked to before, he said this morning, a student told him, I just want action. What does that mean, Ted Deutch? The FBI is pulling together facts, Ted said. I thought locals had jurisdiction. Like I said, Bill Hemmer said students reported observations to the FBI. Reports the FBI was aware of Nicholas Cruz. Are you aware if the FBI met with Nicholas Cruz beforehand? Is the simple question. And then we hear, after all of that, we need to know and work that into policy proposals. That's what Ted Deutch said. This is what I'm talking about. What are you talking about? Jim Jordan says to Sandra Smith, She says, is there a bigger role government should be playing? Jim Jordan says, well, you know, and he's a Freedom Caucus guy. First Amendment, Second Amendment, pretty important. We already have laws on the books to prevent this. Remember the soundbite of the guy, you know, the shooting guy, was that Colorado? I'm losing track, you know? And we kept hearing the soundbite repeatedly, day after day, actually. 2 days in a row, I remember hearing, he wasn't even allowed to own a gun. Oh, my goodness. You mean criminals don't follow those rules? You've got to be kidding me. We need more rules then so they cannot follow them. And good people can't defend themselves. That's what we need. And speaking of defending ourselves, what does the Second Amendment say? Jim Jordan's right. First Amendment, Second Amendment, pretty important. What does the Second Amendment say? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. End of discussion. So where is hunting in there? Florida Senator Bill Nelson, for example. These rifles aren't for hunting. Nope, Bill Nelson, they're not for hunting. They're not. And if you have to, as Edward Abbey put it, be ready at all times to defend your country against its government, you might need something that's a little more than a hunting rifle, Bill Nelson. Go back and read history, Bill Nelson, and find out how this country was, well, perhaps ostensibly established, but you get the point. Read the Declaration of Independence, for God's sake. Read the Bill of Rights, not the Administrative Procedure Act, but the real Bill of Rights. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Ridiculous. I don't know about you. Maybe I shouldn't get so excited, but I'm sick and tired of being browbeaten with propaganda. You know, the CNN story, it really is the kind of the emblematic example. Do we love our guns more than our children? It's disgusting. I mean, how does it happen that we have folks so beguiled, so mind altered that they would work in diametric opposition to their country and their countrymen, and actually think it's a great thing and just think it's fantastic getting paid more than the average American to basically destroy their country, their countrymen, to work in the conscription and the employ of evil, plain and simple. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. This is what the intelligence community is built on. The adulteration of that concept. Intrigue and deception, man. That's what it's all about. I'm going to get to a critically important point, I think, that's sort of a side note, and then we'll go to the phones. But I think it's very important. You know, I can't find the email for some reason. I appreciate everybody that sends emails. But the Zero Hedge article that seems to have vanished from my email for some reason included the Zero Hedge article included Dave Stockman, former Reagan guy, economist, on Mornings with Maria, telling it all. You know, toward the end, it's interesting. You know, I wanted to play that. Well, maybe we'll play that tomorrow. But, you know, today was sort of preempted by yesterday's headlines. Anyway, Dave Stockman on Mornings with Maria a couple of days ago, February 12th. And he published the clip on his YouTube channel, David Stockman. And the clip is titled, Stockman, Washington Crossed the Fiscal Rubicon. Created a fiscal catastrophe for 2019. And it's fascinating. I mean, it's not surprising, really. I guess what's fascinating is David Stockman's on mainstream media saying, brace for impact, it's coming. Because you have the worst of both worlds. You have expansion and contraction happening simultaneously in the worst possible scenario. It's a financial Armageddon, basically, is what he's saying. He says in the interview, basically, of biblical proportions. And truly, the worst forces of expansion and contraction, again, back to Andrew Jackson. Who's in charge of this? People who shouldn't be. The powers that shouldn't be, as guys like James Corbett put it. So, Andrew Jackson, you know, again, listen, this is it, America. This is it. Okay? It's just this simple. Virtue, morality, and religion. The First Amendment is provided under the auspices, under the umbrella of virtue, morality, and religion. We should be respectful and considerate to one another. Virtue, morality, and religion. You can't just run around and be as offensive as you want. Go read the Blackstones and the Locks and the, you know, read on, are we reading on philosophy of law at all in America these days? If we don't go to, if we're not an Ivy League pirate trying to abuse people with it, philosophy of law. You can't say whatever you want. It's under the auspices, the umbrella of virtue, morality, and religion. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Let me get to this point, and we'll go to the phones. It's important, but first, through this thing that I'm talking about. So, the Jim Jordan et al. Is right. The First and Second Amendment are important. But speaking of freedom, those who think that the First Amendment is a right to offend at will, I would refer to Benjamin Franklin's words: Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. That includes freedom of speech. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Do you need a nanny? Do you need a mommy to go around and tell you it's not okay to offend at will? Virtuous. Let's go to Webster's 1828. Virtuous, moral, good, acting in conformity to the moral law, practicing the moral duties, abstaining from vice, etc., being in conformity to the moral or divine law. It's from the Latin. It includes some other concepts we won't get into. Anyway, Webster's on corrupt, Webster's 1828. Corrupt, to change from a sound to a putrid or putrescent state. To vitiate or deprave, to change from good to bad. That's pretty simple, right? Evil communications corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33 is the example. Man, Webster's, 1828. Why don't we just go back to that? Vicious, defective, imperfect as a system of government, vicious and unsound. Addicted to vice. Does that sound like America and the opioid epidemic? Why don't we shut those companies down and the production? Read, speaking of Michael Rupert and crossing the Rubicon, read what Michael Rupert wrote about the opium production in Afghanistan once we invaded. It exploded several thousand percent. Anyway, freedom is predicated on virtue, morality, and religion. But again, John Adams, all perplexities, confusion, and stress in America arise not from want of honor, virtue, or defects in the Constitution or Confederation, so much as downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Back to Andrew Jackson and all of those words. How does all of this start? The point is, what's happening in schools, like what happened yesterday at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County, Florida. The Trevor Aronson said it, the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots than all other organizations combined. Why is that organization not suspect number one? Instead, we're hearing from the outlets that are paid agents, paid assets, paid surrogates, basically, extensions of this apparatus in Mockingbird fashion. We hear from these outlets, Stockholm Syndrome is a good thing. Hop into the lap of your kidnapper. They'll keep you safe, even though you're less and less and less and less and less and less safe and secure. The quotes from history, and particularly the founders of this country, are myriad. But here's the punchline to all of this. You know, I mentioned a couple of times last week and yesterday the Hidden Persuaders, chapter 19, the engineered yes, and specifically Dr. Samuel A. Stouffer, director of the Laboratory of Social Relations, Harvard University, and how he said in addressing some folks in a convention, we are doing some intensive research on the subject of fear in connection with learning theory. I would direct your attention, speaking of Harvard University and fear and learning theory, to the 2010 working paper published at Harvard Center for on the Developing Child from the National Scientific Council on the Developing Child, titled "Persistent Fear and Anxiety Can Affect Young Children's Learning Development." Now, this is kind of the confluence of subject matter, getting back to Dave's remarks yesterday, and how prescient they were. You know, John Marshall's prediction, as I would call it, of a disturbed and deranged America. So this, I mean, you read this, I won't go through it. We got to go to the phones, but I would encourage you to read it. Let me give you just a couple of brief excerpts. It's the actual working paper is 9 pages or so. And then there's, some other stuff. Maybe if you print it off, it's about 16 pages in total, but the actual read is about 9 pages. And so from the, just a few of my notes from the beginning of the working paper, all children experience fears during childhood, including fear of the dark, monsters, and strangers. These fears are normal aspects of development and are temporary in nature. In contrast, threatening circumstances that persistently elicit fear and anxiety predict significant risk for adverse long-term outcomes from which children do not recover easily. Physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, significant maltreatment of one parent or another, of one parent by the other, and the persistent threat, not persistent violence, the persistent threat of violence in the community. Yesterday, Exhibit A, actually Exhibit B, and more. The persistent threat of violence in the community are examples of such threatening circumstances in a child's development. I haven't even gotten to the story, by the way. You know, when I read this, when I was thinking about mentioning this article, one of the things that came to mind was the 7-year-old who was cuffed and stuffed recently. Where was that story? That was a Miami Herald story, I think. Let me see. If memory serves, some of the Miami Herald headlines from yesterday, Miami Herald yesterday, which was, one of the outlets reporting. So here are some of the headlines. Speaking of this fear-based trauma and learning, they call it, fear learning, which is ridiculous. I'll just give you the one. Nah, I'll give you a few. Gables High senior wins Hispanic Heritage Foundation Youth Award, which is weird. I thought this was America. A teacher went on sex websites during class time, but that's not why he resigned. This is America today. After a 7-year-old was taken from school in handcuffs, Miami-Dade reveals new policy. 2 more for good measure. This teacher married her girlfriend. Then she was fired by Miami Catholic School. And last but not least, should teachers go to prison for romances with students? State lawmakers think so. Anyway, after a 7-year-old was taken from school in handcuffs, Miami-Dade reveals new policy. So was that fear-based trauma and fear learning, as they call it, not just of that 7-year-old, but of his classmates, his peers? What's happening to the students who hear what happened to Daisha Hargrave? What are we doing in this country? Anyway, child maltreatment has shown to occur most often in families that face excessive levels of stress associated with community violence, parental drug use. Do we have an epidemic of that in this country? Or significant social isolation. That's how kids grow up. It's called social media. So, in other words, that section, the section before that seems to indicate we all have dysfunctional childhoods, but So I'm thinking of these fire drills, active shooter drills they're putting these kids through, which is psychological trauma, prescription drug abuse epidemic in this country, and social media epidemic, as I would call it. Many fears are a result of the difficulty young children have in distinguishing between real and the imaginary. That's interesting. So if fear-based trauma conditioning stunts emotional psychological development and growth, this becomes schizoaffective disorder later in life. Let's see. Early exposure to extremely fearful events affects the developing brain, particularly in those areas involved in emotions and learning. So we're creating sociopaths, and you read through that section and you see how kids have difficulty and problems distinguishing emotions. Science tells us that unlearning fear is a fundamentally different process from fear learning. There is no such thing as learning. That's a different discussion. Anyway, for young children who perceive the world as a threatening place, a wide range of conditions can trigger anxious behaviors that then impair their ability to learn and to interact socially with others. Do you see? I mean, if you read this piece, you'll get what I'm saying. Basically, these social engineering mills that are otherwise known as schools are basically a petri dish for this kind of stuff. And we're just, it's like a closed loop cycle of creating this kind of fear-based trauma conditioning and so-called learning, which is, you know, back to Dave's remarks, precisely the kind of disturbed and deranged America we can expect. The section on page 5, I have page 5 almost entirely highlighted. Persistent fear can distort how a child perceives and responds to threat. I would encourage you to read page 5 in particular. It's almost entirely highlighted and largely underlined and personally footnoted. Anyway, again, you know, persistent fear and anxiety can affect young children's learning and development. How are we raising kids? Video games, social media, movies, you know, the desensitization of everything. Let's go to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. I want to go back to what you were saying, you know, with Charlotte Isabey. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Very well.
And what is the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Hosea,
we don't learn in school anymore.
Nope.
So let me, you know, you were just defining some words. Let me do something that I think will help people understand who and what we are in the eyes of our so-called leadership. I looked up influenza, and in Latin, you know, we know it says, first of all, the definition, highly contagious viral infection, respiratory, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at the origin of the word, in Latin it's influenza, which in English is translated influence. So if you go to Webster's Dictionary for influence, in a general sense, influence denotes power whose operation is invisible and known only by its effects, or a power whose cause and operations are unseen. That's the number one definition of influenza, folks. So
yeah.
What do you do when you have influenza? Well, then you got to have the vaccination, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, vaca in Latin means the cow.
Cow. Yeah.
Okay. Cow. And then you add on that the C-I-N-E, and this gets ridiculous. Okay. Means movement. So you're going to influence the cow's movement. Do you hear what this is saying? Can people
yeah.
hear what this is saying? And then
yeah.
What is it called? It's called the vaccination. Well, why is it a vaccination? It's for the cow nation. I mean, this is ridiculous stuff. And it's in our face. And the doctors take Latin. They know what it means. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't teach Latin in schools anymore. And Latin, I understand, is the most accurate language that the American, that English-speaking people use. Everything we say comes from Latin. Is that not true?
No. English and American English in particular is really kind of an adulteration of many, including Latin. And I think that's why it's been chosen as the language of the world, because you can accomplish that kind of intrigue and deception in a way that you wouldn't if folks were just learning Latin or just speaking some of the Romance languages or whatever.
And then you've got the word vaccinate and the suffix nate, according to the dictionary, is a transitive verb. So literally, we are cows, people, and that's why they're so upset when you refuse the influenza vaccination. I've seen a little thing that one of the hosts on television had, where a bunch of these doctors were down on people for not vaccinating. Basically, mm-hmm. cursing, using four-letter words, saying, well, if the doctors aren't smarter than you, then don't come to my blankety-blank office. You know,
which reminds
me
of,
come to the office.
You know, 100 years ago or more, people were, you know, people understood, hey, man, you don't go to the hospital unless you're planning on dying, and I don't trust those guys, you know. And then you come through the Bernaysian era, and, you know, go watch Edward Bernays on with David Letterman, where he says, you know, Dr. Edward Bernays, why? So what's with the doctor thing? And Edward Bernays literally says, well, you know, we say doctor so that you'll believe what I say is more credible. Oh, okay.
Well, and then just one more definition, then I'll make room. The second definition for influence in the dictionary is a power which celestial bodies are supposed to exert on terrestrial. Now, we can say stars, planets, you know, or we can say entities working in the heavenlies on those on Earth. We could say that, couldn't we?
Yeah.
To the point of influence of the planets of the birth and fortunes of men. Exploded doctrine or astrology. So I hope I'm making sense. Everything that you're saying, it's connected, and people are denying the truth when it's in front of them. And as a result, we're dying. These people are laughing. They literally believe that we are, and I'm not talking about just those that say they are Jews and are not. I'm talking about the elite, brothers from a different mother, or whatever you want to call it. This battle is real, and they believe that they are not only superior to us, but they are supposed to rule over us to the point where they will become gods, like Dr. Richard Seed was talking about. They believe they're gods, and we're nothing. We're expendable vaca. I'll make room.
Yep.
I appreciate what you're doing, Chris. I hope I made some sense.
I think so.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. We'll be right back, folks.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask. mask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Where do we get just the facts in Joe Friday fashion? Vox is a particularly odious outlet with stories like, America doesn't have more crime than other rich countries, it just has more guns. Oh, guns are the problem? No. And what was the other Vox? Oh, America's gun problem explained. That's an interesting story, too, article on Vox. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Let's get Harry in the news. I take a deep breath. Often it's very hard to do because I get pissed. But I know from experience, especially at the range, it doesn't pay to be mad. That might sound weak, but being mad...
I don't think so.
You know, but being mad makes your groupings grow wider, much wider, if
Absolutely.
You know what I mean.
Yep.
Another thing, I live up in the mountains here in Montana, and I live around a lot of people who carry guns, even to church, if you can believe that. You know, like, are the police here scared of us? No. I know lots of law officers, and a few of them go to our church. One confessed that whenever I see a person with a gun in his belt, I feel safer. For he knows that, you know, people who carry guns openly don't kill cops.
Right.
You know, now...
And they're probably going to be in the foxhole with you if something goes down.
Sure. And not everybody can live up here in the mountains with me, which is something I thank the good Lord for every night. No offense.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that I dearly love my guns, all of them. And I have many. And why do I love them? Because I dearly love my children. And I love your children. And when push comes to shove, which is a time that I think is coming closer and closer, who do you think will be called upon to protect them?
Right. Well, who can? Who will have the ability? And from whom or what? And
and it's, you know, it's coming. You know, you can pray, but you should also be prepared, and you should hang on to your guns at all costs.
Yeah, and
that's the most compassionate thing that you can do.
Absolutely. As Jim Jordan pointed out this morning, there are already laws on the books to prevent what happened yesterday. Nicholas Cruz apparently bought whatever firearm he had legally, you know, whatever. Whatever on that, but brought it to a gun-free zone, as Jim Jordan pointed out. And bad guys find ways around laws, he said. And so who benefits? You know, there was a story on how the school security infrastructure has exploded in recent years. The intelligence community, you know, they push their narrative. Congress pushes their narrative. The security industry, those are the folks that benefit. Strategy of tension narrative pushers benefit. The average citizen doesn't benefit from that narrative and these events, you know? Anyway.
The average citizen can be prepared and can be ready, and that's the best thing you can do for this country.
Yeah. Thank you, William. Chris, I appreciate it. Robert Heinlein said it perhaps best on that note in Beyond This Horizon back in 1948. An armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up his acts with his life. That was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.